Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Isang bagong programa nga po sa Western Australia ang nagbibida ng mga kagalingan ng mga refugee at migrante sa madla. Ang tinatawag na World Music Cafe ay isang social enterprise na dinisenyo upang mabigyang pansin ang kasanayan at koneksyon ng mga bagong Australiano sa pamamagitan ng mga awit at instrumento na dala nila mula sa buong mundo. Ang ulat ni Aaron Fernandez na ating isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Dumating si Asad Alizada sa Australia 7 taon na ang nakaraan. Ang dating sundalo sa Afghanistan ay nabulag ng parsyal matapos nakipagbarilan sa mga Taliban.
Before I worked with Afghan Army around 7 years, the Taliban attacked me and shot 3 bullets on head. So after that, it is around 10 years, unfortunately, I am blind. So it was a bit difficult for me to live there from the enemy. So I suggested to move, leave Afghanistan. Then we crossed the border. We came to Pakistan. So we were in Pakistan around 3 and 4 years. After that, I gave my certificate and information. I had a case in UNHCR office, so they sent my application to the Australian embassy. We, on 2014, we arrived in Tasmania.
Tumutugtog si Ginong Alizada ng mga traditional na Hazara songs sa tinatawag na tambura.
So the Taliban time, it was too hard for the people to play like musical thing, especially tambura. So I played tambura when I was child, not like free to in front of the people. I played tambura. It was a band on that time. I played between the garden. And some, and especially a dark room and closed window and door, because I scared the people to hear the sound. In Australia, it is okay. We can play tambura. We can share everything to each other, like not any problem from by the government and other people.
Isa lamang si Asad Alizada sa maraming performers na kabilang sa World Music Cafe, isang programa na nagbibida sa musika ng mga refugee at migrante sa Australia. Si Chisenga Katongo naman ay dumating mula Zambia 8 taon na ang nakaraan at siya din ang events master ng kaganapan.
World Music Cafe is about connecting people from various walks of life, regardless of their heritage, color, or creed. And just showing, you know, networking, and it's about connecting people from different walks of life and bringing that togetherness, that harmony. So we harmonize by giving people a great time, events. People love having a good time, having a great food, and, you know, being able to just communicate and feeling free, I guess, and that's what it's about. It's about networking and providing opportunity to people of migrant backgrounds.
Ang World Music Cafe ay bahagi ng Multicultural Enterprise Development Project ng pamahalaan at layo nitong mailabas ang mga kagalingan at sosyal na koneksyon ng mga bagong Australiano. Di lamang bida sa entablado ang mga migrante, sila din ang nag-o-organize ng kaganapan at makikita din silang nagluluto sa kusina. Ayon kay John Cope, program facilitator nito, sa pamamagitan ng pagkain at musika ay nagiging connected ang mga tao.
Food and music is in every culture, so it's very easy to connect to people and for people to bring their culture through food and music to bring togetherness. So the ultimate aim of the World Music Cafe is to build up this social enterprise which becomes the vehicle for people to gain the employability skills, work experience and social connection.
Punto din ang programa ang paniniwala na nakakatulong ang musika na gabayan ng isang tao sa kanyang bagong buhay sa Australia. Inspirasyon naman ang Araya award-winning singer-songwriter na si Kavisha Matsela na isang Italian-Burmese-Australian ang kanyang pinagmulan sa pagsusulat ng mga awit.
When you migrate, you know, you've lost a lot of things. You go through a grieving process. You kind of lose a part of yourself and you get a rebirth from being in the new country. And things like this help a person's rebirth happen in a positive way in the new country. And I love to be part of that.
Samantala, dumating ang mga classical musician na sina Basir Kamushi at Noura Momtazi o Momtazi bilang mga refugee mula Iran, 9 buwan na ang nakaraan. Ayon kay Ginong Kamushi, hindi naging madali ang kanyang buhay.
Getting out of Iran was a bit problem for me. I didn't have a passport because I didn't do the military service in Iran and I didn't want to do the military service in Iran. So the government didn't give me a passport.
Sinabi naman ni Noura Momtazi, hindi naging madali ang kanyang pagsimula sa Australia.
For me, at first it was a bit difficult. I went through a identity crisis, like I'm a nobody here. What can I do? What should I do? Because I was a piano teacher in Iran, and I was a somebody. But here, no one knew me. It was difficult for me at first. But after a couple of months, and it got much easier. Especially people around here are very friendly, they're very nice. So we're still gradually trying to find our way, but it's getting easier and easier every day.
At yan ang kwento ng mga migrante at refugee na kabilang sa World Music Cafe, isang social enterprise na dinisenyo upang magbigay pansin sa kasanayan at syempre koneksyon ng mga bagong Australiano. Magbabalik ang SBS Filipino makalipas ang ilang paalala.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.